And we did a pretty good job going through the cantata, and then we ended. And in German, we verendet. In German, it would be verendet. That would be die. We verendet around 46 or so, in order not to claim your voices too much. I will return to what we did before sometimes, only if necessary. Item number 13, that's all. This is the first thing that we have to pay attention to. That's the first song. And then the next hard part for the apples is... just a minor chord. Meine Sie erhebt Dean Allen. Words? Confronting the E and the A. Yeah.
Hate Dane here or hate Dane? Do you want a break in between?
No break. Hate Dane. Put it together. Now, the tempo is like this. Fa, four, one, da, 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 da. That's a very rapid getting faster, but you can do it. Just sit up straight. Three, four, one, da, da. Try always to crescendo, make that your goal. I hate being happy. Strike it. Three, four, one. Know that they are singing a hat. It's a hit. It's a real clear unisono on hat, and it's wrong. It's a hit. So let's come at the last one. A clear difference between a hit and hat. Those are two different vowels. One last time, I'm sorry. Four, one. Say a heap.
Yeah.
Only one. This guy.
Air hate.
Perfect.
Hate.
Heap. One for
me.
Pretty good.
Heap.
A little closer to heap. Heap. Everybody.
Heap.
Can you hear that? Okay, what?
No. If you say A.
Not hey, but hey. try it once. If not, I will not nag. Even if it's hard for me. Four, one. Just stop a little or make you think about the next door when it gets difficult. If you are only half aware what's going on, I promise you, you will mistakes. You make mistakes. Everybody in measure 28. Now. That's good. Always be aware of what's going on in heaven. Faster, very good. If I don't hear the yet from Freud, that's fine with me. It's bothering me if you hear Freiheit, that's with a hammer, dun, dun, dun. Freiheit, each time the last syllable of Freiheit, take it back. That was almost too fast for the basses, right? Nope? Okay, let's move on to that tempo. Four, one.
Und mein Geist freut sich.
Somebody admires us for being so fast, but otherwise our sopranos are going to
die.
Suffer. So that it's so slow. That's what they have to sing, and we would are happy when we run out to slow. Alto's measure 46. Forget it. It's easy. Soprano. We. After you have had that number. No whistling, please, darn it. Themselves. Darn it. I'm really angry. There are two flats that really you have to pay attention to get them.
Versions.
Sopranos to get their G minor chord because that supports it from the harmonic there. And then, no problem. And latest, I'm 52 on one. Just sit up straight, otherwise, you are not going to get those high notes. And don't hang on your chair.
Okay.
First row, not the second row, the first row. Actually, we decided those two guys. What? Yes. Don't rush. I made a mistake of being too slow, too fast already. Can you do a little bit more slowly so that you can get everything? Elbows suffer through. To the others, but the mistake is, you are singing flat. Oh, am I? Then you color it in a lighter color, but the intonation is the same. Intonation and color is something different. So don't try to get high enough by going, And. That's good German, right, Anissa? Very good pronunciation, everything perfect. What does Bach do? Denn hat seine Elende, itself, seine Elende, seine Elende. Syllables that don't have any stress. It goes like that. That's awful. Angesehen, same thing. So let's not correct him, but think, Bach, what did you do? 46, and. say sehen.
Sehen.
Did you hear the difference? That's what I mean by you are not catching the E. There was a clear sehen.
Sehen.
Oh, that's a German word. That means put your the seeds into the ground. Sehen. But it's not sehen.
Sehen.
I'm not going to do that every time.
Sehen.
Sehen is perfect.
Sehen.
Oh, that's even better. Weaknesses, weaknesses, a lot of things. That was Zen instead of Zen. That was perfect. Pay attention every time. That also can be a little bit Zen, a little higher. Could be better. That comes from French. You know that. You know that that vowel. Perfect. Very good. A little quiet, so I was not able to really hear it, but it was right. Could be better. Are you German? That was wonderful. That was great. Oh, another Tom who's right. Absolutely. Lord. Oh, could be better. Zin, everybody.
Zin.
Please, every time do it like that. Not just a few times. I think that's it. Siehe, von nun an werden mich selig, ah, another one, selig werden mich selig rein, alle Kindeskind. Let's see how we can shorten it so that the phrases don't get too long. It's not so hard, let's see. I'm in measure 62 in case somebody is still looking from where I might be. 62. Okay, that at beginning is not so easy. A quatsch, nonsense. If you have to sing right now, do not sing before I play. I don't need guidance on that. I can read it. Someplace. I'm in measure 67. So he has a new beginning, and it is a new beginning with the words as well. It starts again from the Zia von Nunan. Let's read once more. Good. 62. And now. Or flat or so, and that's hard for the reason. Okay, sopranos, very good. I don't think we need a lot. I need 70 sopranos. Just look through. And then, that fourth is not the easiest. Maybe up to there so far. Same spot, almost the spot. 70? Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Altos. Oh, finally it gets more interesting. One. I play the G and that's a B.
B flat.
I play the G.
True.
Did I play the bass already?
Yeah.
Good. Angelus. From 72. Let me try to explain it. Seelig comes from Seele, which is the soul. And if you say somebody is seelig, then he has a very happy soul. That's how, what you can, and that is no word in English. Lesson. You have to invent one. For seelig. Okay, whatever, seelig means seelig. The soul is happy, that's why I am seelig.
It's a bit if like blessed. Fun. It's a bit like blessed. Blessed are they.
Blessed, yes, blessed, blessed are they. Blessed, yeah, that's right. Blessed are they, that's good. That's the closest to seelig, blessed.
Okay. Christian?
Yeah.
Since we're talking about long vowels, the prae, can you clarify where exactly the vowel is that
Preisen. Ah, Preisen. That the very end of the R comes a little bit of a Preisen. Okay, good. I am in measure 78. And I'm a bass. You have had a long road deep. That is the most important note in the whole concert. Tenors. I am measure 78. That's different from where I was before. 78. Well, that's alto. I'm sorry. Again, four parts starting in D major 78. Singers with the high notes in the bass, nobody goes gag or kicks or something like that. You're cautious enough. I like that very much. Four part, 78. Four and. Or thinking about that very soon, but I think it's amazing how Bach catches the word alle, all of the singer, all of Kindeskind. And that parallel with the six scenes is really all. It includes everything and everybody. Try to find out whether I'm right or not. Faster, 78. D4.
Yeah.
the transition is again easy. It leads to your beginning note, so it's no problem. And so it was gradual. Okay, don't do that. Da, ba, da, da, B, and. Sing through that line once or twice during the week. Yes, it's a nasty one. I forgot to tell you. Da, 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 46. Da, is that a G? Okay.
Yep.
Da, that's about okay.
Oh,
Pardon me? Good question. I have to look at the full score if there's something going. I think a little longer than quarter note. I think you hold it a little longer. Okay, please have a seat. Chorale, page 28. That's in two. Basses. Don't know where this is going to lead to, then you okay. Well, that's exactly what we had. And it gets different. Oh! If you do not sing that octave, you will never catch that one. Because that is really totally out of line. From there, it's no difficulty. Basses. Very quietly, so that you can change your mind when you get to the wrong track. Quite a few had it, but not everybody. Let's start with measure 6. Which I always do before I come to the rehearsal, I see each part at least once. What I also did, I took the octave and then one full set down. What it also helps is you go back in your mind to measure 15, because that's where it started, the whole thing. I can start again on that note. I think that's even more helpful than the octave. Very good. Tenors, join the basses. Have as a second note a C, right? Should that C be sung like ta or ta? What do you think?
Second.
The second, because it interferes with the basses that have, when they have a C, they have the B. So you have to stem against this dissonance. In that case, over our program in May, a lot, so that you have to be aware what are the dissonances, where do I have to do a crescendo, or should I have to da 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 da. That happens too, that you have a decrescendo. If it goes nicely in the consonant, just let go of it. Alto tenor bass. You don't need to have an extra. And one measure. Should you crescendo to that part, or should you decrescendo before the ending?
Decrescendo.
That's a nice suggestion, and it's wrong.
On the men?
We have to make a crescendo. Because of the reason is, the A, the G in the bass, is a fourth to the tenor C and to the tenor C major. G major. And in former days, the fourth was a dissonance. Consonants were only octaves, thirds, and fifths. So if you have a fourth as an interval, that's a dissonance. So you have to sing, ah, and then comes the solution.
And the final, the man, should that just be straight, no decrescendo?
No vibrato, right.
No, I mean no dynamic change.
No. Just have it there. It says from eternity to eternity, just make it sure it'll work. That's what you want to transport. 4/5 on Ba. Same thing in measure 10. Ya, 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 la, la. A really build up to the next measure. Lob und Preis sei Gott, dem Vater und dem Sohn und dem Heiligen, Heiligen, Heiligen Geister. Wie es war im Anfang, jetzt und immer da, und von Ewigkeit zu Ewigkeit zu Ewigkeit. Amen. Because that goes against everything, mainly against the E flat and the soprano. And
stronger.
special tenors in there in measure 18. And push on that D crescendo and push on the C. Und von Ewigkeit, no, wie es war, measure 10. A little more stability in this from Ewigkeit, from now on to eternity. Really self-assured, each quarter note, even if you count in two, 10. Now. In measure 15, alto start and tenors, and try to feel out how those notes get together. On from 15, tenors, and then as a quasi round altos, it's almost like a canon around. Tenors, and. Okay. Exhale. Relax. Set your legs. Wiggle your toes. Try to, I don't know whether you have very narrow shoes, try to play with your toes a little. Let them move, not just. The whole cantata. Page 2. Could I have the first row? No, the second row. This is going to be very noisy. Could you do with your legs to push your chair back a little? Ruth, could you come here and conduct this? But promise me, and not just promise me, do it. Don't slow down. That is a little bit of a danger. And we start from the very beginning. And the next time, no, after this, during the break, please have, if you want to conduct the next time, let me know. From the very beginning. Not with one arm. That's too heavy for one arm. Have a from the beginning, the cantata.
Oh.
Not the Torah, the whole cantata.
Oh, shit.
Next part. Was that short enough? Ending? Very good. No slowing down, nothing. Not very good. Corral.
Did you conduct two again?
Yes, in two. Not in four. And the procedure is for all the time. It's in two, not in four. Did you notice how the piano stayed in two? Very good. Ah, I'm happy. Good. Never be funny.